The Burt Show.
There was only one really good solution that was called in for Natalie, who was really upset that there was somebody in the office that was stealing her food all the time. And there is nothing worse than that, man. When it's like, for you guys, probably like 10:30 or whatever, and you start thinking about lunch in the next 90 minutes, and you've got that lasagna from last night in the fridge. You can't wait to dig into that, right? You're counting down the seconds, and then you walk back to the office fridge, and it's gone? Gone? That should be a felony. It put you right in jail for that. 100%.
A felony?
Yes, that's a felony.
Okay.
It's theft.
I wouldn't fight against it. I'm with you.
Theft by carbs. So she was wondering, what do I do? How do I catch this person? And when you guys were calling up, the one that came up over and over and over again was laxatives.
Mm-hmm.
Laxatives. And there was a story online about a woman that went into her doctor, was telling her doctor how frustrated she was that this was happening. And the doctor says, oh, so you're suffering from constipation? And she's like, what? And he said, you are suffering from constipation. So I am going to give you a medication that will cut right through that and make you go to the bathroom, right? Wink, wink. And she said, oh, yeah, I got constipation. So she used it when she was in the office, and it worked flawlessly. So Natalie was going to try to do the same thing with a laxative on her coworker. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so take it from here. Last time we talked to you, you're very frustrated. You were thinking, okay, maybe I'll do the laxative thing. Did you go for it?
Yes, I did. I ended up putting X-Lax in my food, and it worked.
Wow.
Well, I ended up seeing my boss going to the bathroom multiple times.
No.
No. So serious. Yep, and for long periods of time, too.
Oh, my God.
So red-handed.
It's the higher up. It's your boss that's taking your food?
Yep.
Did you suspect?
I don't know what to do about that.
Did you suspect it at all?
No, not at all. He makes more money than I do. Why would he need my food?
I think there's like that boss sense of entitlement, maybe. Like, no one's. And if they do catch me, what are they going to do about it? I'm the boss. So, what do you? I can guess you go to HR for something like that.
But do you really have enough proof?
But HR is there to protect the company.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd risk it.
And also, can't you get in trouble for? Well, I mean, they stole the food, but if you intentionally did it, said, "Hey, I know that my boss stole my food because I put laxatives in my food," can you get in trouble for that?
I would think that if you confess to it,
yes.
But if you're putting the laxatives in your food, it's your food because you have the stomach problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anybody that takes the food. I mean,
but you wouldn't want to admit that you did that trying to catch the culprit because then you're trying to poison somebody else.
Yeah.
And that's not a good look.
I just think it's going to look a little suspicious if we go to HR and be like, well, I saw my boss going to the bathroom a lot.
So, yeah, because you know, right? So, Natalie, you know, but you technically don't have empirical evidence that your boss is the one that took the food. Maybe your boss just had bad shrimp last night and he had the bubble guts all day at work. You can't, like, you don't, like you said, you don't have definitive proof.
Can't you train the boss, though? I mean, keep doing it. And if the boss comes in and continues to take the food and the result is ending up in the bathroom, at some point, he's going to realize, like, it's coming from this food.
Or next time, you could just put cyanide in it. And
Okay.
Then you'll know for sure.
I mean, then you won't have to go to HR. So Tommy might be on something.
Yeah, they'll just go to prison instead. Yeah.
So what are you going to do? You're just going to let it go?
I'm not sure. I can't call him out or admit that I know it was him. I don't want to risk losing my job or being retaliated against. So I have no idea.
Can't you just bring like a mini cooler in like I do every day? It looks like I'm transferring a kidney. And put your food on ice and not have to worry about the refrigerator at all?
There you go. Because I know you're not allowed to have a mini fridge. I know you put that in your email that you sent us. But just... get yourself a cooler and get you some frozen packs and just keep your food in there instead of in the fridge.
A cooler is a really good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't get busted there.
Nope.
No.
It's a pain in the ass to carry, but it's totally worth it.
Yeah. And you won't have to worry about the boss and HR and all that crap. So just do that.
Thank you. I definitely will.
Okay, Natalie. See you. All right, Abby, you got a kick out of this. Woman gets her hair or her weave.
Oh my,
stuck in a plane?
This is so funny. Somebody's wig got snatched by an airplane. We've had so much, so many problems with Boeing recently. Boeing's trying to cover it up with some fake hair, apparently. So a TikTok user named at DDDSSS064 was on a flight where they had to delay their flight because somebody's wig got caught in, like, the turbines.
Bit of a technical issue with the aircraft. The story is that on the outside of the aircraft, on the left-hand side, there is a ventilation duct, which is an air intake for the air conditioning system. And there is a lady who was part of the rear team. She got a little bit too close to this intake system. And the aspiration of the intake system pulled the wig off her head. So the wig is inside the air conditioning system. And hopefully it didn't cause any damage. But we do have maintenance on board. And they're going to look at the system and see if they could get the wig out of there. Hopefully it has not caused any damage.
So that's the pilot talking to the entire plane.
That was the announcement, the overhead announcement for the plane.
I know she's mad. The wigs ain't cheap.
It's the Bird Show.
The Bird Show.